Ready or not, here it is. We're in a new year and creating new beginnings, new decisions, and new ways to build your life both on and off your job. There are no guarantees for 2019, only plans, commitments, and actions that can set your course from 0 to 1,000. Ultimately, it's up to you, and now more than ever, you can decide where you want to grow, even though there are no absolute guarantees. The planning process is your secret sauce on moving your needle forward. Regardless of when and where you're listening to this podcast, it is decided and designed to help you move forward with great foresight and accuracy. Today, we'll explore 7 dream killers that can wipe out your enthusiasm and stunt your growth. We'll name, confront them, and give the antidote to keeping them at bay. Now, get out your pen, notebook, and calendar, and let's build your success path one day at a time. Hello, my friends. This is Carol Copeland Thomas, and you're listening to Focus on Empowerment. Thanks so much for listening. This is Carol Copeland Thomas. This is actually a re-recording. I was going great guns today, earlier today, when we actually had our broadcast that was done live. It's January 24th when I did a playback so that I could embed it on the blog portion of my website. Got nothing. Crickets. I could hear my intro and outro, could hear the segment break, heard nothing in terms of what I said. So we're uploading this, and this probably is going to be much better quality anyway because I'm using my Heil mic, and it's going right into GarageBand, and we're doing a little mixing. So hopefully this will work out well. So I am very grateful that you're listening today, and what I want you to do is, if you haven't listened to my previous 2 issues, editions, I would suggest that you go and listen to the January 10th, 2019 Focus on Empowerment session, because that sets the stage for vision, mission, and the other aspects of setting your goals and objectives for 2019. So you can start there. Last week, I talked about the wonderful trip that I made to Boca Raton, Florida, when I was a part of the International Mastermind Association's annual meeting. They call it a meeting, but it's really like a convention. There were over 100 people there from all over the country, also from the West Indies. There were speakers. It is the visionary brainchild of Anne McNeil, who is a Think and Grow Rich a devotee and an expert, understands the whole process of masterminding. So I talked about that last week, but how it applies to setting your goals and your objectives for 2019 and the process that they use with 10 different categories, and how they've been doing this for now 20 plus years, more than 20 years, because Anne McNeil has been studying this for more than 40 years. So go back and listen to the January 10th edition. That sets the stage. That's part one of this whole process of goal setting. We talk about visioning and mission statements. And then last week, I talked about, this is for January 17th, I talked about the mastermind experience with the IMA meeting / conference that I attended in Florida. You can also go to the blog section of my website. That's carolcopelandthomas.com, my name, and that's Carol with an E. And there is some descriptive language there for both blogs, and also some links that will be very helpful to you with the January 17th blog. So check that out, and then we're going to move right into this segment where we're talking about the dream killers, the 7 dream killers that will stop you in your tracks if you're not careful once you get going with your goals and your aspirations. And I want to make a distinction between the fear that I'm talking about and the fear that will protect you and save you if someone is coming after you and trying to kill you. That's a different kind of fear. And that goes back, obviously, to our survival instincts way back when, thousands of years ago. So there is a healthy fear that each one of us should have. There is actually, there are a group of people who don't have fear. They don't suffer from a lot of pain. That's a disorder. So that's what we're not talking about. But I'm talking about the kind of fear that will cripple you and paralyze you because you will let it control you. A lot of this is in terms of the control that these kind of emotions have on you, and fear is a very, very big one. Fear is responsible for the paralysis of people from making good choices, making good decisions, falling back on the usual, even though it's not good for you. And so fear has to be managed, has to be kept in check. And so often when you're doing something different and new, you'll be amazed at how fear will just step right in, try to control, and tell you, no, you can't do it, and push you back into your corner. So one thing, the very important thing to recognize is the power of fear, but how you can take that power away by its recognition and managing it. When you look at the political process that we're in now, a lot of it deals with fear. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail with the show, but if you look at how people react and they respond emotionally, typically with no facts at all, with not a lot of information or information that has been mixed up and changed or modified, or people who are lied to, oftentimes the fear factor of the unknown or the other people, whoever they happen to be, is used as a political instrument to get people to vote a certain way, to behave a certain way, and to respond a certain way. You know, sometimes I would encourage you to listen to C-SPAN on your cable network, if you have cable, because it's a great place. There's a program on in the morning, I forget the day morning program, I forget the actual name of it. But that program oftentimes will have listeners to call in. There's a topic that will come up and you'll have listeners. You may have an expert who will be there, and people respond based on their ideologies and their beliefs. And I say C-SPAN because so often with television now, it's very difficult to get collectively a lot of different views of people on both sides of the aisle. So when you go to C-SPAN and you listen to some people, and sometimes they don't make any sense at all, but you can tell that they've been fed information based on whatever television talk show that they listen to or watch. And they literally absorb and take the information from that show, and it becomes their own. So that's what I'm speaking of in terms of how people will use propaganda, in this case politically, to arouse a lot of fear in people. And that fear then is demonstrated with how people vote, what they consider is good, bad, immoral, or whatever. And if they have any kind of rational thinking, it will get mixed up with that. So fear, from that perspective, is not good. It is something that should be watched, definitely managed very carefully, so that it does not control you in 2019. If you have a job promotion that you want to go after, if you have someone that you really need to confront because you have some issues you need to work through, if you have financial decisions to make, fear can step in and stop you if you don't recognize it and take control of it. So that's the kind of fear that we're talking about in this instance, not the fear for survival or protection, or the raw fear if, in fact, you get very bad news from a medical report. That's not what we're talking about. You're listening to Focus on Empowerment with Carol Copeland Thomas. Now, the second dream killer that you need to be concerned about is procrastination. Oh boy, don't we all procrastinate from time to time? I'm doing it right now, and I need to go and pack up everything, from Christmas, put the Christmas tree decorations away, and then think about it for next season. Or maybe there's a report that you need to write. Or you've wanted to write a book for a long time. You know you have all the ingredients, you have the talent, you have the expertise, you have all the knowledge, and you have not sat down and even thought about the title of your book. That's procrastination. Or there's a difficult conversation that you need to have, and coupled with fear, you are procrastinating as to when the date should be set where you can actually meet with the individual or individuals and resolve your issues. Procrastination can be costly, both emotionally, financially, and otherwise. Procrastination is one that is easy to detect, especially with someone who has a laundry list worth of goals and aspirations, yet they have 15 excuses as to why they have not even executed one of them. Procrastination is a big dream killer, one you need to be aware of, and in the case of me and taking down those decorations or some other things that I need to do, you need to just jump on it, go right in and do it and get it over with. Sometimes a procrastination can occur when you could just easily resolve something, take care of something, take care of a detail, but then you put it aside to get back to it later, and later never comes. So procrastination can happen to many of us, and it is a big dream killer when you're not careful. And think of certain instances where the pressure is so enormous, the consequences so great, that for an emotional sense of protection, you can move into a state of denial. Now, I've done this. I'm talking about myself too. But I'm also thinking about denial is very closely related to procrastination in some instances. And again, can really paralyze, cripple, and neutralize all those goals and the aspirations that you want to achieve. It also is tied in with time. And the longer you are in denial, the longer you're not confronting and facing the realities that you have or what it really takes to do the goal setting and to reach your goals or to write that book or to start that blog or to have that difficult conversation, the longer you are in denial, the more time it's going to take to really get things launched effectively. Also, I think about the many clients I've worked with, the many individuals that I've worked with, and denial I see in some groups when they're not willing to face their own insecurities, their own fears, their own prejudicial viewpoints, their own unconscious bias. They're so busy looking at other people, they're not looking at themselves. So denial is the way that you protect and put a Band-Aid on situations and circumstances that need to be examined and need to be looked at. So you have to strip that away and then move forward from there. Denial is something that affects many of us, including medical issues, racial or diversity related issues, interpersonal skills, deficiencies or lack thereof, or maybe some potential that needs to be developed, and you just stay in a state of denial, which is related in this case to procrastination. So that is our third dream killer. The fourth dream killer is giving up. And that is such a sorrowful state to be in. Again, if you have obstacles, circumstances, problems, challenges, or potential that could be acted upon, but you listen to the voice of negativity, that very strong sense of protection that doesn't want you to get hurt, and you say, I can't. You start putting that kind of language in your head. You start thinking from a negative perspective, and you shut down your dreams. How many people do you know who have shut down their own dreams? They haven't let somebody else do it. They've done it themselves. Oh, I can't do that. you know, I'm afraid of heights. You know, I tried that before and it didn't work. So why am I going to try it again? Wow, I saw the other person do extraordinary things. There's no way I can measure up to the expectations that he or she may have for me. No, it's just not worth it. I don't have what it takes to move ahead. So you minimize your own responsibilities and your own resources. You minimize who you are, the talent, the potential that you have, and you convince yourself what you cannot do. That's giving up, and that's a dream killer. Number five deals with naysayers getting to you. So not only do you have the strong sense of maybe hopelessness or giving up, but you also begin to listen to people who don't necessarily have your good wishes at hand, or maybe have a limited worldview themselves, or have never been in business, never had the kind of responsibilities that you've had. And they then give you advice based on their own parameters, their own limitations. Those are naysayers. And naysayers, sometimes they're talking maybe out of sheer gossip or jealousy or envy or this whole sense of comparison. But they're talking in a way that just puts you down so that they will not see you rise above themselves. That's a naysayer. And there are naysayers everywhere. And sometimes we are naysayers to other people. So you need to be very clear on who you put your level of confidence in, who you talk to, who you trust, who you respect. And sometimes as you are establishing your goals for the year or the next couple of years, sometimes you may need to keep it to yourself until you can find that trusted person who has your best interest at hand. And they will give you the advice that you need to hear. Not someone who's a gadfly or they're all about themselves or they're always negative. Those kind of individuals don't need to hear your goals and aspirations. So keep it to yourself. Stay away from the naysayers. Don't let them get to you. And surround yourself with positive people or individuals who have your best interest at heart. We're going to take a short break, talk about the Multicultural Symposium series and how you can become a member, and we'll be back with the rest of our Dream Killers. Join the fastest growing globally based membership community, the Multicultural Symposium Series. Since 2008, MSS is designed to advance the cause of diversity, multiculturalism, and inclusion. By joining MSS, you connect with our community of professionals around the world who respect the differences and similarities throughout the marketplace. Through our new online courses, resource center, and community forum where you can discuss important issues with colleagues around the marketplace, MSS will enhance your personal and professional development and take your knowledge base of the subject to a whole new level. And your membership includes attending the always popular multicultural conference. It's simple, fast, and effective to become a member. Simply visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and click the Join Now button on the homepage. It's only $29 a month to join MSS, and you'll receive discount pricing when you join as a small business owner or corporate leader looking for solid value for your staff members and colleagues. Visit www.mssglobalsummit.com and get ready to take your career path to the top. The next dream killer is lack of focus. So, you were great guns at the beginning of the year. You have everything all lined up. You know what you want to do. You're excited. You're moving forward. And then something happens in your family or something happens on the job, there's an emergency, or you're a community leader or a faith-based leader, and you've got something that you have to deal with now, it just won't wait, so the emergencies come in. Those are called distractions and just life. So life hits, and before you know it, you're so absorbed with all the other responsibilities or things that either you can or cannot control, you forget all about your goals. That happens. That's why with a lot of people, they start off at the gym in January. Things happen. By March, you just don't even see them anymore. Or people who have this great book they're writing and they're just going great guns. They finish chapter one and then things happen. And by April or May, they can't even remember what the title is. So when it comes to focus with goals and objectives, you have to stay focused, realizing that there are circumstances that may take you in other directions and may delay, but not necessarily stop what you're working on. As long as you are focused and you keep that focus, that will get you from your dream list, the goals that you're working on, into a list where you can check off things because you have accomplished them, because you remained focused. You remained on the focused point, and you remained focused on what you were originally setting out to do. Next week, with the next show, we're going to talk more about how you can stay focused and the things that you need to do to stay focused and relevant when you are working on your goals and your objectives. Terrible situation where she was sexually violated. She was raped by her boyfriend when she was in college. Now, this woman is middle age, and she had to come out because of her own political circumstances. But here, years later, she has to confess something that has happened. And there is the element of shame that is there. And the secrecy also just sort of winds it up even more so. Shame is a very powerful emotion. It is as powerful as fear. And it is one that needs to be managed very, very carefully so that you can minimize it and its potency on you. So those are the seven dream killers to consider when you're talking about your goals and your objectives: fear, procrastination, denial, giving up, naysayers getting to you, the lack of focus, and shame. We want to now turn our attention and talk about the anecdotes, the emotional, mental, preparatory package that can be put in place to offset, downplay, get rid of, minimize, keep all of these dream killers at bay. And the first anecdote is belief, believing in yourself. And remember, we're going to go through these anecdotes more in detail next week, but I wanted to get them out and put them on the table so that you would at least see them. Believing in yourself is a powerful prescription for success. Not just from an egotistical perspective, but from a real, genuine sense of authenticity and credibility, knowing that you have what it takes to reach your goals, to succeed, and to move ahead. Number two is determination. It goes along hand in hand with belief. Understanding that it's going to take determination, overcoming difficulties, overcoming challenges, overcoming those distractions and things that you didn't even think about are going to happen, things you have no control over, but moving forward because you are determined to reach your goals. Number three is the sense of having positive affirmations in your life. Now, they can be vision statements like mine that was created in 1998 when things were terrible in my life, with my son having passed away. My mother was in very, very bad shape health-wise. I was traveling between Boston and Detroit, and actually I talk about this with the podcast of the radio program 2 weeks ago with part one. But again, that's where my vision statement came from in the midst of really tough times. And sometimes you may find that your positive affirmations may come in the most difficult of circumstances. With the mastermind concept, there are positive affirmations that you will want to say every day. And you can learn all about that in the Think and Grow Rich book because they talk extensively about that. I say a positive affirmation every day. I have another one that I say. One is related to my overall game plan and business. So again, positive affirmations again will fill your head with those kind of comments that will keep you moving forward in a positive way. The fourth one is confronting fear, confrontation to fear, which again, we'll talk about more next week. That's the antidote to fear. If you have fear, it comes, you have to face it and then even play it out. What's the worst case scenario that can happen to me, happen to my circumstances if XYZ takes place? And you play that out. That's confronting your fear, and that is taking the power away from fear. Number six is consistency, being consistent. One of the most consistent people I know is my daughter, Michelle. Since 2006, she has a list of people who she calls every single Sunday, no matter what, no matter where she is. She calls them. These are her friends back in Chicago, Florida, other places. And doesn't make any difference. She will call these individuals and some relatives mixed in as well. Let me tell you how meaningful that is with her friends and how they really appreciate her friendship because she never forgets to actually call them on the phone. Consistency in doing things consistently can really tell an awful lot about you, your character, and where you're going. Number six is thinking with creativity and thinking creatively, thinking outside of the box, doing things in a way that haven't been done before so that you can reach your goals that way. And then number seven is having hope, H-O-P-E, hope and belief, powerful anecdotes to move you forward. Believing in yourself, fortifying yourself with those positive affirmations. So those are the seven anecdotes, which we'll talk about more next week as we move the needle forward, move away from the dream killers, and move more toward the anecdotes that will move you successfully from one goal to the next, accomplishing things in your own true way. Thanks so much for listening to our show today. Go back and listen to the previous episodes, and we'll move forward and talk more about anecdotes next week. Thanks so much for listening.